Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me this Monday before the Thanksgiving holiday. It's Donna, and I'm so glad to be here with you. Given all of the events that have been going on in the world and all the stress and fear that is running rampant through our society as well as others, as well as the fact that we're beginning the Thanksgiving, week, I thought that I would want to talk a bit about the essential oils that you can use to find peace, tranquility, and thankfulness for what you have, what we all have in our lives. What I'm thankful for could be different from what you're thankful for. It doesn't matter. But these oils will really help to lighten up your mood and your energy. And as you know, if we are physically and mentally fit, then we see the world and the problems and whatnot with just a whole different set of eyes. Our hearts are open, and we know not to be ruled by fear. And so because of that, it was like, I think I'll do a show really focusing on being thankful. Now, for those of you that have been following me and listening in on the show, quite a while ago, I did essential oils that assisted with prayer and meditation. Well, some of the oils that we've previously talked about will show up again, because as we know, one oil can do so many different things for us, and it's the way we use it and what our intention is in using the oil, with the news and the politicians and, quite frankly, I usually turn the TV off. I'm not a big TV listener. I do follow the news. I think it's important to know what's going on in the world. A lot of sadness and unhappiness and whatnot around me. So I exercise my American right by turning it off. But for those that need that and enjoy it, that's their choice. That's the wonderful thing about being in this country. We can make our own choices and have our own decisions. And what works for you, me, and the person next door can all be different, and that's okay. Because we want to live in the light and be accepting. We don't have to belong to the same race, religion, creed. What matters is what's on the inside, and on the inside that we're all God's children, and we need to definitely be grounded and remember that during these trying and fearful times. So part of how we can be thankful is we first have to have our minds calm. Right? We cannot be effective in prayer or meditation, recognizing and allowing joy and thankfulness to enter. So we'll talk about some old favorites, but also I'll talk about some lesser ones that maybe I have not talked about or not mentioned. And a couple of them I've included just because we are coming up on the holiday season. Some of the oils, will be single oils and blends. Before we get into the oils, though, I did want to mention on my website under the herbal tab, Nutricom. N as in Nancy, Nutri-com, C-A-L-M. This is a wonderful herbal supplement that's full of vitamin C and B complex, along with other amazing herbs. And I don't take this every day. I don't always take it every week, but I do take it, and especially for myself now when I'm packing up and moving my entire household elsewhere along with everything else that's going on. And sometimes we just need that little extra boost, and I find, and I cannot stress just how wonderful this has worked, and it works for me, it's worked for others, and later on in the year, before the end of the year, and probably the first month or so of the new year, I'm going to have guest speakers come on, and they're going to talk about the ways that essential oils and these natural herbal supplements, all pure, of course, how they have overcome cancer, torn ligaments, and the list goes on and on. So that should be exciting, and, you know, when you hear it straight from people who have used them and gotten the results, it's pretty amazing. But I did want to just give a quick shout-out to that Nutricom. It's excellent. So getting back to our essential oils, I wanted to talk about some of the single oils. And a lot of these single oils you probably may already have, and once again, I cannot stress enough, pure, organic, you know, wild-crafted. Make sure that they're not mixed with other oils or scents that are, you know, of a lesser quality, because in order to get the full benefit of what these oils can do, they have to be the highest of quality. So whether you order from me, wherever you get them from, please, 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 you know, make sure that they are of the highest grade possible. So let's get started. As we know, frankincense, we have talked about frankincense for brain injuries and, you know, all different other things, religious rites. We know that it's great for meditation and in prayer. One of the things that I love about frankincense is also it helps you with your spiritual awareness. Well, we have to be spiritually aware in order to be at peace and to be able to give thanks. Egyptian frankincense is very expensive. It's lovely. And the Indian frankincense is less expensive, and it is also lovely. So, you know, it depends upon what you can afford. But that is a wonderful oil for spiritual awareness. Juniper. I think I may have only talked about juniper maybe once or twice, but one of the things that juniper does is it elevates your spiritual awareness, and it also helps with those frayed nerves that I was talking about earlier. So juniper, as a single oil, is wonderful to open up your spiritual awareness, calm your nerves, and you can be, you know, and give thanks for all the things that are going right in your life and all the people that you have that to love that love you. Pine. Don't think I've really talked about pine a lot, but it's wonderful for nervous exhaustion and mental stress. Also, with Christmas coming up and just all the wonderful, you know, scents of the holidays, pine was also very much a holiday scent, but it will also help you with your nervous exhaustion and stress. Jasmine. This is one of my absolute favorites, and it is very good with anxiety. It'll put all those anxious thoughts to rest. Lavender, as you know, a lot of essential oil gurus say frankincense is their favorite. I think for me, lavender just edges that out a bit. I use so much of it. And one of the great things about lavender is that it helps to ease depression and it encourages relaxation. And when you're able to, you know, relax and feel good, you're able to be thankful. Lavender does that. Just like it's great for ADD, ADHD, it helps us in so many ways. If we have a little bit of nervous anxiety or depression, sometimes, like I said, turning on the news, reading what's going on in the world, it can make the best of us, you know, be a little jittery. Basil oil is wonderful for calming that down. Fir balsam, another holiday scent, but it also stimulates your mind and relaxes your body. Wonderful things that will help you be thankful. Sandalwood, we've talked about sandalwood before in terms of prayer and meditation, and it does just that. It is great for both of those things, and when we're in a meditative state and prayer, we should always give thanks to whoever it is that you worship. Blue tansy. Now, blue tansy can be expensive. It can sometimes be a little hard to find, but it is a wonderful sedative for your nerves. So while I'm on my website, I don't think that I have that listed. I can get any single blend, you know, by special order. But blue tansy is in a couple of my blends, and when I talk about those a little later on, you'll understand why. But it's a wonderful scent. But it helps to kind of sedate those nerves a bit, you know, all without a prescription. On my site, I have a blend that is called Adrenal Support, and you can get it as an oil blend or as a spray. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning the Adrenal Support in under the topic of thankfulness, here again, it calms down the nervous system. It's very calming, and what's in it is geranium. As we know, it kind of smells like roses, and geranium is great at regenerating your nerves. Peppermint also is wonderful with the nerves and easing depression, kind of gets you going. And grapefruit also helps relieve anxiety. A lot of the citruses, most of them, are great with helping to relieve anxiety. So that's why those three oils are in the Adrenal Support. And here again, your nerves have to be, you know, in sync in all, in order to be able to meditate and pray and give thanks. Now, I have a spray that's called Grounded, and this calms the mind. For myself, I know sometimes it can be difficult to meditate because I have a whole lot of, you know, thoughts and to-do things and you know, checking lists and just kind of chatter that goes on in our minds and conversations that we have with ourselves. And in order to be at peace and be able to be effective in our prayers and meditation and to be thankful, we have to calm the mind. And this is a wonderful spray. It's made up of spruce, fir, and patchouli. And it is a wonderful scent. And you can just spray this in front of your face or over your head and just breathe it in. And it will really just help to ground you and to calm your mind. Okay? I have another spray. It's called Peaceful, Tangerine, Orange, and Lavender. And there's no need for me to explain that when we've already talked about the citruses and what lavender does. Now, I have a blend, and I know I've mentioned this many, many times, Calm and Peaceful. And it is just a wonderful scent to put in the diffuser, a little in your bath water, on the bottom of your feet, if you want to rub some in your hands and put them up to your nose, tangerine. I think I had mentioned, if I didn't, you know, that helps to dispel fear, right? I think the biggest issue in our world today, it's not hatred, it's fear. We are fearful of many things that we should and should not be. And tangerine is wonderful with helping to get our fear in check. Orange, of course, like most of the citruses, it helps to bring peace to you. Yang Yang, I know we talked about this a lot for the heart chakra. It's great also for depression and opening up your heart. You know, here again on the soles, bottoms of your feet, or a diffuser, or to smell it, or put it on a cotton ball. Blue tansy is great for nerves, and it's also a sedative. I had talked about that before. So that's what's in the calm and peaceful. And when this is in my diffuser in my home, it's like even my dog is calmer. It's just people walk in and they say, oh, it smells so nice in here. It's not heavy and it's not cloying. Very clean and fresh. Okay. I also have a scent called Be Happy. It's a spray, and it has orange and neroli. And neroli is, it uplifts you psychologically, and that's why it's called Be Happy. You know, between the orange and the neroli, it really is very uplifting, and it's just in a spray. So those are all oils and recommendations that will allow us to calm ourselves down, let anxiety, fear, and stress go away so that we can be calm and more peaceful for when we want to meditate or be in prayer and to give thanks for all the good things that we have in our lives. So I'm also going to talk about some other oils. I kind of made a list of oils that you may already have that would also work wonders in being thankful and showing gratitude and feeling it. We have to feel these things. Ginger. Ginger is wonderful. It's very strong. So if you do try to make your own blend, I would only recommend 2 drops of ginger at the most, because you don't want it to overpower any of the other oils that you might want to use. So ginger, frankincense, bergamot. I love the smell of bergamot. In fact, I use it for my natural carpet powder with just baking soda, and it just smells wonderful. This is also a great oil for helping with being thankful and showing gratitude. Grapefruit, we've already covered that. Cypress, you know, everybody doesn't like the fruity or flowery smell, or cypress would kind of tone that down a bit. Yang Yang is also very strong. I would suggest 2 drops max if you're going to do a blend. You can always add more, but once you start with the blend, you can't take it away. So always start with less, and you can always add more to it. Jasmine, lemon, neroli, lime, and Yang Yang. So those specific oils that you may already have, we know that they also have loads of other health benefits, but for today's purposes, it's for being thankful and being at peace and being happy so that we can show our thanks and our gratitude for all that we have in our lives. So I'm hopeful that you guys found this helpful. And I'm not going to talk the full 30 minutes today, but I know you guys have a lot to do, as do I, but I just felt it was so important to just take a moment and talk about what's going on in the world and we have to start with ourselves. You know, we have to be the example of what we want to see and feel, and we cannot be that example when our minds and our bodies are not in sync and they're not at peace. And when we're not showing gratitude, one of the things I do every morning before I start my day is I send love and light and peace to certain people, to the world. I also, for what I have, so that I don't focus on perhaps some of the things that I've lost and some of the people that are no longer, you know, in human form. But we need to focus on being thankful for what we have and being thankful for having had them in our lives and to carry them in our hearts and memories. And I want all of you to think of that as we sit down Thursday and share a wonderful meal with family and friends. Be thankful and have gratitude for what we have. You know, God, the angels are listening. Be the change you want to see. It's got to start with me, you, everybody. We are responsible for ourselves. Nobody else tell us how we should think, feel, and act. So at this time of year, let's be thankful for who's in our lives and those that have passed on. Thank you so much for listening in. I so appreciate it. Visit my website, Soulful, SEOULFULL, the number 4U.com, like my Facebook page. You can also check me out on angelcoaches.org and all of my other angel sisters and brothers and what we're up to. And we've got some wonderful, amazing things that are going to be happening and starting probably within the new year. I'm sure after retrograde, because we're in the shadow, I think starting December 21st until it ends in January, but then the first couple of weeks in February we'll be in the shadow of it, trying to get back up to speed. So some of these things might be launched before then or after then, but we are working on some wonderful things. As I said, I'm working on having some actual people, you know, get on and talk about how essential oils and natural herbs have helped them cure themselves of sickness and disease. And as we know, it can be of the mind, it can be of the body, and it can also be of the spirit. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, joyful, thankful week. I'll talk to you next week. Take care.